Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you. As you can hear, the organ has been fixed a week ago. And so we are thankful for that. And but we want to welcome all of you today. We're glad that you're with us. And can you believe it's almost August already? Just seemed like not too long ago the 2026 was beginning. And but we're glad that you're here. We want to welcome those that may be listening online later this week. And as we continue our series, we are going to be talking about when God closes doors. And we're going to talk about that this week and next week, and then we're done with this series. And yes, so it's been a very interesting thing through that whole series. But we're glad that you're here. And as we come in to worship the Lord today, let's stand and join together for our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Let us sing God's praise.
We give thanks to the Lord who sits on the throne.
Seek the Lord and trust in God's direction.
We proclaim God's wonderful works.
Live in the spirit of faith, hope, and love.
We give thanks for Christ's marvelous justice.
Well, let's join together there and sing our first hymn, Showers of Blessing, 392 if you're using the hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy comes round us, our calling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, reviving again over the hills and the valley. Sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops from us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant us a kind refreshing, come on and honor thy word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us our calling, but for the showers we showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us our calling, but for the showers we need. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Gracious God, when all seems lost, you come to our aid and give us strength to carry on. Set our minds on you that we may know your abiding presence and your unfailing love through Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. We are going to sing two verses, the first and last of Our God Reigns this morning. The first and the last verse. This morning, if they would make their way down.
How you doing? You all have blue on today. Yes, and pink, and peach, all kinds of colors. Looking pretty this morning, all these dresses. Yes. How are you guys been doing? Yes. It seems like I haven't seen all three of you for a little while. Yeah. So I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad you're here. Have you ever been following somebody and you like go into the house or a bar or whatever it is and they are ahead of you? And they open up the door, and they go in real quick, and you're a little bit behind them, and all of a sudden the door shuts. And you have to open it again. You ever had that happen? Should I tell you a story that happened to me once? I was probably about Louise's age. Just guessing. Are you 10? Yes, dude. But I was probably 10, 11, and we had our garage door open. It was in the garage at my mom and dad's house. And then we had the one door open, the door that went out onto the patio. And that day was really windy. And the wind was coming through like crazy. And I don't remember why I was at the back door, because usually when it's windy like that, we pop the back door open so it doesn't shut, because we wanted it open. And for some reason, and I don't even remember all the details, the next thing I know, the wind came in and shut that back door, like a regular door. Well, these are all too big. And guess what got caught in the door? My finger. And it hurt. It hurt so bad it got black and blue. And guess what happened a week or so later? Adults, what happened? Fingernail fell off. Yes. Fingernail fell off. And under there it was raw and it hurt. It hurt and hurt. Finally, it grew back on. So yes, doors, we love doors, we go through them all the time, don't we? But sometimes doors close quick, don't they? Have you ever been locked out? Have you ever tried to open a door and it was locked and you couldn't get in? And you're like, Mom! Mom! Let me in! Does that happen purposely sometimes?
Yeah,
Mom locks the door and says, stay out and play! Oh, your brother does it to you. Oh, man, I would not be surprised. Now, I have to say this. I know some moms that would tell their kids during summer vacation, go outside and play and don't come back to lunch. But, so we got doors that open, we got doors that close. That's literal. I mean, we open the door, we close it. Sometimes there's doors that happen in life. And this is where we're kind of talking metaphorically. Sometimes doors open in our lives and we get to do things. Sometimes it's mom and dad saying, yes, you can go over and spend the night at your friend Friday night. Or they might say, no, we're going to do something else. As a family. We all understand that, don't we? That's just part of life, isn't it? Yeah. Or grandma and grandpa said something. Have you ever had them say, shut that door, we don't live in a barn? You never heard that? I might say, shut that door, you'll let the flies in. That's probably more what I would say. Guess what? In life, God, not literally, but it feels literally when we're going through things. Sometimes God shuts doors in our lives. We might want to go to this college. You guys aren't there yet, but you will understand that as you get older. You might want to go to this college as your first choice. Yale. Wherever. Ohio State. Kentucky, wherever it could be, and the doors close, and you get a letter and say, we're sorry, but we won't be able to let you come this year or whatever, however you want to have. No! That's where I wanted to go to college! Why? But then maybe another door opens up. And it's Miami of Ohio.
Oh, gosh.
And you're like, okay, great, yay, I can go there. You know what that is? That's God opening and closing doors. Now, we work hard to try and get into those places, don't we? Or you will one day. Good grades. Staying out of trouble at school. So you guys are all going to get A's, right? This next year? You don't know yet, do you? Yeah. But sometimes God opens and closes doors in our lives. Maybe you wanted to go on that trip. No, it's not going to happen this year. You've got to wait another year. So sometimes those things happen in lives. So sometimes God closes doors. Look at what Paul says. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to flip it.
Shoot. Hold on a minute. Paul says something or Luke tells us something about Paul and Silas and Timothy who are traveling on a missionary trip. And notice what it says. When they approached the province of Mysia, they tried to enter the province of Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them. Why would Jesus care about where they're going? Because when they went on to the right place, God
closes doors in our lives because it's for our best and because God knows where we'll thrive. What does it mean to thrive? Do well? Have fun? Be a whole lot better than if we were in misery? Yeah. And you know what? Thank God that God does that. And I think a lot of times we don't even know it's God doing it. But God's watching out for us because God wants the best for us. So let's see. 10, so you got 17, 18 years. And I'm sure you guys will be right there behind. Are you 10? How old are you? You're right. So you guys, you'll have it coming when you start sending out applications for college. And the parent, your mom and dad are probably sitting back there going, no, not yet. But you know what? One day, God, take me, I've worked really hard, I've got all these good grades, take me to the best place for you. I believe God will do that because He's watching over us and He loves us a lot. Okay. You can go on downstairs this morning.
And as they're heading down that way, we're going to go to prayer this morning. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share as we go to prayer this morning. Somebody?
They raised my house payment up on me again.
Probably because the property taxes went up. Yeah, I know.
And Mary Graves, where Pastor Wade told me, he goes, you live in the highest rent district.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yep. Yep, that is very true. Rent is very high in Troy. I can tell you that much.
Jason, I just have a blessing. I have a definitive retirement date.
You are officially retired?
I have a definitive date that I
know. Oh, there you go. Okay, yes, yes. See, he's already counting down. It sounds like my sister was doing the same thing. She was counting down the months.
And
yeah, it did. It goes fast. Yeah. Yeah. In the moment, you're wondering. Yes. Yeah. Jody's brother is starting to do that. He's trying to decide when to retire. Yeah. So that's, yeah. Yeah. So somebody else. Those of you that have been through that, you know, and some of you that are young, and you got a long way to go yet. But I've been there, and so has everybody that's here. Unspoken, yes. Somebody else, yep. Really? That is so weird because I was talking to Rhea this week about that. Just talking to Priscilla last Sunday, she was out there greeting, sounded normal. We were chatting. She was asking about Jody and different things, encouraging me. And then I hear, I'm like, why was she not already coughing? Usually pneumonia doesn't just develop like that, usually. Yeah, but wow, yes. Okay.
And then for the Shermans, and you have them on the list, so welcome. Noah Harmon, some people know her, and she had to have her hand when she fell. She had to have a plate put on and five screws. And then Georgia with the tent that she had. And
who was the one that had to have a plate?
Nola.
Nola. I don't know why I did this last Sunday. I keep thinking you're saying Noah. And I don't know why, but yeah. And I didn't think it was Noah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Jody, Bretta, Priscilla, the Wilkins, Nola, Georgia, Brooklyn. And we want to throw Don in there, who is home. I saw him this week in the hospital before he went home. He's very happy to be home, but he still said that he's going to be getting therapy because he said he's so weak, you know, but he looked good. I told him, I said, you look as changed, as different as day and night the last time I saw him when he was at the rehab center. And I almost wonder if it's because of that gallbladder was acting up that whole time and he didn't know it because of all the other pain that he was, you know, after back surgery and then those fractured ribs. So, yes, but we do need to keep him in our prayers. And so somebody else. What? Who's that? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So the last couple nights we've had the windows open. Well, there were several days where we had them open all day, but then we started shutting them up and then open them. So this morning was real cool. I opened up the windows. Within 5 minutes, my sinuses were just, and down they went. Yeah, so it's the whatever's out there right now, I don't know what it is like off the scale. So, yeah. Somebody else. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. Oh, my gosh. Even though it'll be September, but if you can maybe fill out a slip, because you know that takes, and just their both their first names will be fine, and if they don't mind that. So somebody else.
Spoken.
Father, yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to give a thanks to the Lord. Karen and I celebrated our 21st anniversary. She survived 21 years. Not an easy task.
Yeah. Yep. We understand that. Jody and I will be 21 in August. So, yeah. somebody else. Somebody else. Yeah.
Roger's roommate, his name is Carl, I can't remember his last name for sure. He's been in the hospital and been pretty bad. And he refused his food last night, and I took a PK. He don't look good at all, so I don't think he really needs prayers.
Okay.
Carl's his name.
Carl, okay. I saw another hand. Yep.
Keep the gross man.
Yeah, if you did not know this, Albert shared something a week or so ago on Facebook. Judy, I guess, has been facing an illness, which we didn't know about, and she passed away last night. If you know Judy Gross. Yes, I'm flipping the vowels, aren't I? And yes, it was a shock to me, even though I knew she was battling some things. And so, yes, we want to remember the Gross family. Somebody else.
Safe traveling mercies for Emmy Jo, who's traveling by herself, and Jim.
Yes, thank you. We got to remember Jim. He fell this week out in his garage on the concrete, and he's all bruised up and had a concussion or has a concussion. And, yep, he definitely needs our prayers. He goes, I probably won't see you at church for a while. And I'm like, well, yeah. but yes, he's still having some dizzy spells there. And, so we definitely want to keep him in our prayers. Also, while I'm thinking about it, somebody had turned in a slip for Matt, who's having heart surgery. Has that happened yet? Okay. And so we want to pray for him. And if you've ever had a family member, I did. Both my parents had open heart surgery. Yeah, that can be nerve-wracking at times, and my brother, so. Yes, somebody else. Yes. Okay, good. I'm glad they're probably happy to be back home.
That's a beautiful thing to watch all those countries.
I bet. Yeah, all those hugs and everything else that happened on that moment. Yeah. Somebody else. All right. Well, lots of names there. A list. I almost have a full page. Appreciate your prayers. Remember our young people at the fair. I know we got a few weeks yet. And the families, all that'll be going on over the next few weeks. So if you have a need, you can lift it up to the Lord while she plays, and I will come and close this. Gracious Father, we are so thankful that in and through life, you are with us through Christ, through your Spirit. No matter what we are facing, no matter what is coming our way, we are grateful and thankful for your presence with us today. And Lord, we thank you that even when we go through difficult times and we don't always know why, or we hear bad news, or whatever it may be, that you are there. Even in times we feel like you're silent, we know by faith that you are with us. And we know that you are with those that have been mentioned today as we lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up Carl today. We lift up Matt today. We lift up Priscilla. We lift up Jody. We lift up Bretta. We lift up Priscilla. We lift up the Wilkins. We lift up Nola and Georgia and Brooklyn and Don and Jean and these twin daughters today, Lord. And for Jim, God, we lift up each one of them. And Lord, we ask for your healing touch, for open doors, for answers to prayer, for strength, for faith, for grace. God, all of these things for each one of them, that you are the one who heals, you are the one that sustains, you are the one who banners over us, you are the one who provides. You are the one who shepherds us. And so we look to you today and ask that you would lead, that you would guide, that you would heal, that you would minister as only you can do. As we cry out today and lift our voices on behalf of those that were mentioned, we also lift up the Gross family with the loss of Judy, God. Lord, may you comfort and grace them right now for Albert and the kids. God be with them. Lord, for safe travels, not only for Emily, but also for others within our congregation that may be on vacation or traveling this weekend. Lord, thank you for bringing so many back with us today in worship. And Lord, that you'll continue to do that in the month to come or so. And we're thankful and grateful for all of that. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs today, the three that were mentioned. And maybe there's others, Lord, as they prayed in their seats today. Maybe they whispered something to you today, God. We have just joined with them in whatever that may have been, God, and ask that you would extend your grace and your mercy and your love into whatever that may be, whatever that need may be, whatever the situation may be. And God, that you will grant that grace that we need in the time that we need it most. Lord, thank you. Thank you that we can always call upon you and that you hear and that you sustain us through whatever comes our way. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of the time as we worship, as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak to us and encourage us and build faith in our hearts. And let us know that everything is in your hands, oh God. And Lord, bless that time with the young kids downstairs as they are being taught and worked with, Lord, this morning. Thank you for that. Thank you for hearing us. Continue to lead us and guide us, to use us for your glory, to be an outreach and blessing in our community. As we ask all of these things now, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness and your blessing that you extend out. And thank you for your generosity in times of need, as we've done a lot of work in this place in the last year. So we appreciate that so much. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, bless the gifts we bring before you, that they may be signs of your loving kingdom to a world awaiting good news. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And if you were wondering, I was not taking money out of the offering plate. No, I was grabbing one of the prayer requests that somebody stuck in, and I know which one it was, so. All right, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Acts chapter 16 this morning. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. So you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the regions of Phrygia and Galatia because the Holy Spirit kept them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. When they approached the province of Mysia, they tried to enter the province of Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them. Passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas instead. A vision of a man from Macedonia came to Paul during the night. He stood urging Paul, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Immediately after he saw the vision, we prepared to leave for the province of Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We sailed from Troas straight to Samothrace and came to Neapolis the following day. From there, we went to Philippi, the city of Macedonia's first district and a Roman colony. We stayed in that city several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the riverbank where we thought there might be a place for prayer. We sat down and began to talk with the women who had gathered. One of those women was Lydia, a Gentile god worshiper from the city of Thyatira, a dealer in purple cloth. As she listened, the Lord enabled her to embrace Paul's message. Once she and her household were baptized, she urged, "Now that you have decided I am a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my house." And she persuaded us. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would help us to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen. And amen. I know I've shared this one before, but a police recruit was taking one of his final exams, and one of the questions happened to be this: what would you do if you had to arrest your own mother? He answered, "Call for backup." There you go. Clinging to hope. When God closes a door, well, we've all experienced it. The job that we didn't get because the door closed, the relationship that ended, an opportunity that disappeared, a diagnosis we never expected, a prayer that seemed to go unanswered. We all stood in front of a door that we were convinced that God would open, only to hear it, or maybe I should say see it, slam shut. The question isn't whether we will experience closed doors. The question is, how will we respond when doors close? In Acts 16, Luke gives us a great example of when God closes one door and opens up another. In fact, we could say there were several that was going on in that story. Today and next Sunday, I want us to discover a simple truth. God's closed doors are never accidental. They are acts of God's loving grace in our lives. Loving grace. Let's look at, first of all, God may close good doors. God may close good doors. So this reading that we're looking at today is very unique. It's not like some places where I could have drawn from or talked about where God closed a door that would have led us down a horrible, terrible situation, because they were out on their missionary journey proclaiming the good news and they really could have went anywhere. But there's something significant that Luke is trying to get us to see throughout that entire reading, why God closed one door and said, don't go that way, or the Spirit of Jesus or the Spirit of Christ. And just to let you know that in Paul's writings, Paul can interchange and talk about the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Christ like they're the same thing. And so we see that the Spirit stopped them from going to one direction that they thought they were going to continue on to that was real close by. Instead, the door was open for them to go somewhere else that led them to a woman named Lydia. And when you begin to read Paul's letters and some other places in Acts, Lydia becomes a patron of Paul on his missionary journeys. She must have been a wealthy woman, and she had her own business, this dyer of purple. And she not only invited them in, she was baptized and her whole family, which we see often in Acts. But we see that she also was involved at the church in Philippi and was involved in giving other things. So here's what I want you to see. So in that situation, the door, either door could have been good, but something else was going on. Because doors may close even when we're doing what God has called us to do. Paul, Silas, and Timothy were doing exactly what God called them to do. They weren't running from God. They weren't a Jonah. Jonah, go to Nineveh. Preach the word. They weren't making selfish plans. They were sharing the good news. Twice, Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit stopped them. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. Notice something important. I almost said it a moment ago and I stopped myself. But here's what I want you to see. Good isn't always God's best. And in this situation, God closed the door to where they thought they were going to go. Instead, opened a door for them to go somewhere else, which was more important in that moment. Sometimes we assume that if something is good, God must want it for us. But good is not always God's best. There's a difference between good ideas and plans and God's ideas. Many of us become frustrated when we confuse God's silence or no, or a door shutting. And we might confuse it and think, oh, has God abandoned me? Why is this happening? I'm scratching my head because Jody and I are living through that whole scenario right now. In fact, it's funny, until I started working on this week, all of a sudden, I realized, Jason, you dummy. How many times has God done this in my life? There was one big door that I was planning on for my life, and God shut it. I could have made more money. I probably would have already been retired. Whatever else you want to say. And God led me in a different direction. And there's all kinds of them. I mean, and many of us become frustrated when we start to confuse those ideas. Sometimes God's greatest guidance comes through closed doors. Proverbs says this: people plan their path, but the Lord secures their steps. Now, one of the things that we're going to see, and I don't want you to take that wrong, to think, I'll just not plan anymore and just go with the flow. No, Proverbs tells us that we're to work hard and plan and make, and seek wisdom and all these things in our lives. But when doors open and we walk into places, it's because God wanted us there. And when something closed and not, it's because God didn't want us there. Because making plans for the future is a good thing. I mean, we even hound Chase about that even now, or have been for a long time. But God directs and secures. And it's hard. It's hard. I want to direct Chase. I want these things to happen for him. And right now I'm struggling with when her second good job, the door closed, another one this week. This has been the second one. And I'm sitting there and I'm just trying to listen and I want to go fix it and open up a door. And it hasn't happened yet. What am I saying? Closed doors require trust. And this is hard. This is hard. One of the things that we see in this story that just blows my mind, and I've seen it in my own life, and at times it's as easy as pie, and at other times I struggle with it. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why one time it was easy and the other time it was a struggle. I don't know. We simply change directions. When the Spirit closed the door, Paul didn't argue, or at least we're not told that. He didn't complain. He didn't demand an explanation. They just simply changed directions and went where they were supposed to go. Sometimes, and I just told you that a minute ago when I said I wanted to fix things for Chase, I want to fix things for Jody. Sometimes we want to keep prying the door that God has closed. Have you ever pried on a door? Yeah, and you can't get it to move or whatever, prying on something with a pry bar. Or we're looking for another key, or we're climbing through a window, or we spend years asking why. One of the doors that closed in my life, I asked why for many years. I think maybe I have a little bit of an answer more so, but. And when the Spirit closed the door, Paul just, Silas, Timothy, They just change direction. Faith isn't forcing our way through. Paul teaches us a better way, and that's this. Faith follows God even when we don't understand the direction. Isaiah said it best. You've heard it before. My thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. Neither are your ways my ways. Why? Why is that? God sees tomorrow. We don't. We only see today. God sees what's around the corner, around the bend. We sometimes see inconvenience. Chuck Swindoll, pastor for, good Lord, 60 years now, something like that. He's in his 90s. Tells the story of a CPA from his church. He knew who was getting ready to fly out and was bumped off of his flight just before takeoff. In fact, he'd already been in and putting his luggage up and getting ready to sit down. And he found out, sorry, something's come up. And I don't know all the details. I think he did talk about it. He said his friend was so frustrated and so disappointed. He got off his flight, came and called his wife and apologized that... let me turn that around a little bit. He was coming home from overseas. And he called his wife and he said, I'm sorry, honey, I'm going to miss dinner. Later that evening, the flight that he had got bumped off of crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. The closed door saved his life. Here's my question for us, and I think about this often about my own life. When God closes those doors, how many times has God protected us without us ever realizing it? Sometimes we discover that some of our greatest disappointments that we considered in life were actually acts of grace by God for our lives. I'm going to stop there. That's part one. Next week, we'll continue looking at it and see further about it. Okay. Amen. Well, take a few moments and greet one another. Shake a few hands. And then we'll close out with our chorus, I Love You, Lord, this morning. Thank you. let's join together for our benediction. This week, Christ is breathing with us. May the deep love of God never let us go. The friendship of Christ hold us steady. And the company of the Holy Spirit fill us with strength and courage to face each new day. Amen.